Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley says Cahill used publicly funded lottery ads to advance his candidacy.
We allege that Treasurer Cahill gained an unwarranted and an unlawful privilege by his ability to launch a television ad campaign, ostensibly on behalf of the Massachusetts State Lottery, but one that was actually carefully coordinated primarily to promote his own campaign for governor.
Cahill was running for governor, serving as treasurer and overseeing the lottery at the same time. When the ads ran in September 2010, Cahill's campaign was lagging. He was far behind in the polls and being pummeled by Republican attack ads. Under state law, ads for the lottery were supposed to be kept separate from ads for Cahill's campaign. But Coakley says Cahill and his top political aides timed and scripted the ads to show Cahill in the best possible light.
When the Cahill campaign conducted focus groups, they wanted to identify a message that would resonate with voters for the Cahill for Governor campaign. The significant takeaway from those focus groups at that time was that the treasurer's leadership of a successful and a well-managed lottery was the major selling point for him as a candidate for governor.
The ads called the Massachusetts lottery the most successful in America, but they never mentioned Cahill's name or showed his face. In a press release from his attorney, Cahill denies wrongdoing, saying he had to run the ads because the Republican Governors Association ran attack ads against him. Cahill says he was concerned the lottery's reputation had been so seriously damaged, ticket sales would be impacted. The charges are punishable by heavy fines and up to 5 years in prison. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.